He's like, just stand back. Doing something like this, you could get hurt. Welcome in, everybody. It's the Craft Beer Republic. Thanks for drinking. Thanks for joining. Got a full house for you. I'm Greg over there in the middle of the country, kind of northern and to the right. That's Flex.
Don't mind me. I'm just a curious little rhino.
And already popped out of a rhino's butt. That's Scott.
So that's where I came from.
And Mr. Bumblebee Tuna himself. That's Dan.
Alrighty then.
Welcome in, everybody. Hey, you know, we had so much fun last week on episode 400. Plus, Scott was demanding that he come back and give workout tips to Flex.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed we could use a little...
You could use the help.
Tune up there.
Yeah, it's starting to sag a little.
Yeah, yeah.
One day I'll be as beefcakey as that guy.
I don't know.
We'll get there.
Baby steps, baby steps.
Yeah. Everyone's got to have goals, right?
That's right.
Dreams and goals and all that good stuff. So, at Crafty Repok, at Flex Me Beer, at Thirsty Scott, and at The Dude Who's Not on Social Media is where you can... Actually, not a bad handle. The Dude That's Not on Social Media.
Oh, yeah.
A little long, but...
put a picture of Big Lebowski on there.
Drinking some milk.
The dude abides.
The dude abides. So find us all there. All right. So much to get to today. I am so excited for the very last news story. The title. See, I'm going to read the title. I don't even know how I'm going to get through the title of the story, let alone the story.
All right.
Well, can I tell you that I thought I was not going to get any sleep tonight because the email you sent said episode 400 to episode 410.
Oh, we're doing a lot of episodes.
I thought we was doing 10 episodes tonight.
It's 401. Excuse the typo.
Oh, phew.
Grammar nerd.
I have to go to bed after this.
Yeah. I'll take you to bed after this.
My man.
Too soon. Yeah. Anyways, all right. Before we get any further.
Put me to bed, daddy.
Was it take me to bed or lose me forever?
I don't know. Is that too much?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll find out. There goes all our listeners. Yeah.
I hope.
Oh, that was the last one. You can actually hear them.
Check, please.
Yeah. I don't know if we need it, but let's get hydrated. So since I got the fellas over here in studio, I thought I would dig into the fridge, pull up something special, and that's exactly what I did. Actually, it just showed up yesterday from Tabor.
Oh.
But I was excited. Got here just in time. We are drinking Parrish Brewing Company's MC Ghost, or Mick Ghost, if you're Irish, I guess.
I do like that.
Mick Ghost. I like it supersized. Please.
Mick Lovin'. Nice.
Oh.
8.5% of 434 on Untappd. They say after spending some time in the lab with our friends over at Equilibrium Brewing, MC Ghost was born. Dosed early in fermentation with liquid Citra and Mosaic full spectrum products, then charged again later with Citra Cryo, Citra T90, and a splash of Motueka. This vibrant and oil laden beverage with prominent aromas flirts with big terpenacious energy and elevates Ghost in the Machine to powers incalculable. Glowing with infinite energy potential, MC Ghost is drenched in liquid state mango, pear candy, and electromagnetic waves of overripe passion fruit. That was a lot. Anyways,
I'm just saying, some people dose early and they can't help it, so.
It's true. Sometimes it's a problem.
Yeah.
Mick Ghost.
I am Mick Ghost.
Yeah. A beer with one name.
One fucking name?
It's from Hawaii.
What is it, Seal?
Yeah.
It's between that or Muhammad.
On the schnoz, I don't get a lot.
On the schnoz?
Very light.
Hmm. You putting your schnoz all the way in there?
Tell me I'm wrong, please. My nose is broken half the time.
I got it.
I'm not getting a lot either.
All no, right. Nothing.
All right, Dan, please enlighten us.
I think because my nose is bigger. That must be it. Yeah,
you know, the winds have been fucking up my allergies. Could be that. Could be the COVID. Who knows?
Ooh.
Or is Dan's nickname the schnoz?
The schnoz.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the cocaine I did before I came over. I don't know.
Yeah. That usually opens up your pores, right?
That would explain the sunglasses still on the top of your head.
But plenty of flavor. I definitely get like those candy, like the mango pear candies on the tongue jobber. Got like that fruity sweetness, not like sugary sweetness, but like a fruity sweetness. It's got what Flex likes, and that's a little of that like alcohol burn. I get a little burniness towards the end.
I do like that a lot.
A little ecto-coolerine.
Yeah. At least it's not that color, though. The can art is fantastic. Not much left, but extremely hazy. So, this is pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm. Is this in honor of the Ghostbusters movie that's coming out?
Yeah. It actually looks pretty decent.
Right?
Yeah, at least the commercials make it look pretty decent.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I'll be seeing it.
I know.
The afterlife was good.
It was, right? It's like, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Totally redeemed yourself.
Well, it's because Ghostbusters 2 should just not even be a thing.
Ghostbusters 2?
Can we say that? Like, Ghostbusters 2?
You don't like Ghostbusters 2?
Oh, I couldn't stand it.
Really? Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
They did such a... It was like... Oh, hey, let's kind of make this like a horror film, but also kind of like keep the Ghostbusters thing.
Yeah. Huh.
Wasn't a fan.
Huh. I think I have to watch it again.
The first Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
Unquestionably.
Classic. Yeah. Absolute classic.
Hmm.
The second one, I could forget it.
Hmm. I think I did.
Apparently.
I'm like, what the hell?
You know, the art picture guy and the creepy I don't know, court clerk or whatever the fuck he was.
The clerk guy from did you ever watch Dracula Dead and Loving It?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like Renfield.
Yeah,
see, me and Flex, we'll start our own movie podcast. Yeah. Over.
Who needs a wrestling show when you got a movie podcast?
When we talking about beer?
Yeah. Once upon a time. Anyways, good
welcome
beer.
To the new Ghostbusters podcast.
Yeah. Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
That's right. Four episodes long.
Yeah.
Nobody steps on a church in my town.
Oh, yeah.
Top listening city. Shout out to Pennington, New Jersey. Hey.
Hey, New Jersey likes us.
Coming back around.
I like that. Because
fucked up alcohol law.
I'm sure they're all cool people, but yeah.
Just their lawmakers, not so much.
Yeah.
Lawmakers.
It's like you guys talking shit about their governor.
Yeah, fuck you, Phil.
Yeah, Phil's the worst.
Yeah. Phil. Not Phil Brooks, though. Phil.
Come on.
Murphy.
Puxatawny Phil.
Yeah, Puxatawny Phil.
Phil Jersey.
Phil Jersey.
Not a Phil Brooks' podcast.
Phil Brooks. Not a Phil Brooks show? All right, fine. What else is going on? Oh, did a little traveling last week for work.
Where'd you go?
Went up to NorCal. I was in Berkeley, that area, like East Bay.
You know, every time you say Berkeley, I just think of Elizabeth Berkeley from Saved by the
Bell. I was just talking about Showgirls the other day.
And then I was... Okay,
worst movie ever.
I wasn't going to say then I think of Showgirls, but I think of Showgirls.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I think Teenage Dan would disagree with you there.
Well, in a pre-internet world, it definitely served a purpose.
Oh, yeah.
That is for sure.
Thank God for that black box.
But the movie itself.
Yeah, it's like
a great movie.
The Nancy Kerrigan of Las Vegas dancers.
Right.
You know? And then
someone take her knees out.
And then it's like the chicks.
Yeah, it's like more like Rudy if Rudy had better legs.
I don't know. Is that it? Doesn't the one chick like beat down the other chick, you know, and make it seem like an accident, like break her leg so she can be the dancer?
I don't think I ever got to the ending.
He saw all he needed to see.
Yeah. Me actually paying attention to movies.
Yeah, yeah. She was stripping, and then she got to play for Notre Dame, right? Isn't that what happened?
That track.
Her best friend died in an unfortunate smelting accident.
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, Berkeley, not Elizabeth. The one good thing there was to do was Great Notion had a tap room up there. So there was actually a couple good breweries I wanted to check out, but I ran out of time. It was late. So got me some fresh Great Notion, had a couple beers there, stumbled my way to some other bar, some dive bar that had food so I could have dinner. They had some great local beers on tap there too. So that was good times.
Then, wonderful.
Yeah. You guys ever do, I guess it's like a hot pot thing, like the shabu shabu or whatever, you go, you basically cook your own food and pay a lot of money.
Oh yeah. You have done that before.
No, my wife tries to get me to go to stuff like that. And I said, why am I going to pay money and then cook it myself?
It's a very fair question. It's a very fair question.
I can stay at home and do that.
So we go
I'm
all
Scott
time.
Years old.
Can't count that high. I don't have fingers and toes in here.
It's a very fair question. I'm like, we get a discount, right?
We're cooking it.
Yeah. The cook went home or something. What happened?
I'm going to tip myself. It's coming out of my check.
We go all the time. The wife loves. I mean, I like it too. It's
money
fun.
Bags over here,
right? Yeah. Tuesday nights. Speaking of money bags, Tuesday nights is BOGO. On the beer, buy one, get one beer.
Ooh, so, there you go.
We basically only go on Tuesdays and it goes down on a Tuesday. But so we did that the other day, had fun. And then afterwards, across the street is this place called Oak and Iron. Have you guys been to Oak and Iron? It's a cocktail bar. The very upscale, very fancy. You
know? Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's really cool. If you're looking for a good cocktail, they do great stuff. But we went and I ordered like an old fashioned and you guys like trying to upsell me on whiskey and whatever. And I'm like, I know better than you, stupid bartender. Like, give me your cheapest whiskey. Where, you know, next to me is my wife who has no problem spending my money. And she orders something and you're like, oh, would you like a bourbon upgrade? She's like, fuck yes, I do.
Oh, man.
Hey, dummy, get your credit card out. You know?
Dang. Sounds like quite the chess match of wits over there.
Yeah. Well, she gets drunk and she's like, we drive an Audi.
It's like, shut up. I'm trying to tip them less.
Oh, man.
So she upgrades, and I'm thinking, like, this, how dare she? She spent all this money, and no one's, it's a cocktail. You're not going to taste it. Mm-hmm. I drink mine. I'm like, ah, it's not that great. And usually, like, I love everything that's there. She goes, try mine. I was like, oh, makes a difference.
Oh, man.
This is a PSA to everyone out there. Pay a little bit extra for the whiskey upgrade. It was like $2 more, and her drink was so much better than mine.
Oh, $2? That's it?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was $2.
So I didn't know. I was afraid. I'm waiting for this bill to come. I'm thinking like, man, this is going to be like a $10 upcharge on this fucking drink she ordered. And it showed up, and it was $2 more. I was like, well, who's the idiot now? I should have paid the $2 to enjoy my drink.
Well, the bartender was trying to tell you.
Right?
You're like, I know more than you, stupid.
Hey, dumb shit.
You yourself could have said, oh, excuse me, sweet bartender. How much extra is the upcharge, my darling?
But then you run the risk of appearing cheap.
Right. Also, he may not have enjoyed me calling him my darling.
Maybe he would have.
Exactly.
You know what? You can't judge.
You know, hey, you upcharge judge. Is free.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Sweetie.
Hey, my darling. How much is the extra for you? Nothing.
Hey, doll face.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, sweet cheeks. So I don't know. Flex, you do any research lately? Getting out of the house?
I went golfing, like actual golfing.
Mulligan Mondays?
No, like
like real golf course.
I hit the links.
Ooh. Oh, I'm not cool enough for this.
Shit.
Yeah. It was like the third time in my life I've ever gone golfing. But the first time that I actually had like my own clubs, borrowed them.
I was about to ask that.
But yeah, it was fucking wild. But guess what my new addiction is?
Golfing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Any sport? A lot of fun.
Any sport where you can do it and drink at the same time, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I hid 7 beers throughout the golf bag. So I had 7 beers to drink throughout.
I thought you were going to say throughout the golf course. It's like an Easter egg hunt for drunks.
Like, oh, damn, I'm in the bunker again.
Flex will not get out of the sand trap. What is going on?
That would have been way cooler. But I had a fucking blast.
Nice.
Like, you know, it's like when you start doing something and you're not horrible at it, but you're not great. And it's still like a bit challenging.
Yeah.
But you hit like enough good shots that it keeps the spirits high.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're actually kind of good at it.
No.
No.
I was not good.
Okay.
Do you hit the ball straight? Because anytime I hit it, it just goes like hard left.
Nah, yeah. Like sometimes I hit it straight.
You know? Can you hit the ball?
Well, so my claim to fame is I only lost one ball on 18 holes.
Wow.
Wow. That's impressive.
Good.
Impressive.
Yeah. You know, and I shot.
Did you get a good buzz too? Most importantly?
You know what? I felt good. I did. They were some lower ABV beers, which I don't normally drink. Classic Lush.
Right. And, you're like, what is this Pilsner?
Yeah, but I don't know. I shot like a 127 on 18, which isn't great for anybody's standards. But when you average it out, it's like seven shots.
You got through the course is better than I would have done.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
You, so if you can get through it without anybody screaming at you to hurry up, I think you're all right.
Yeah. So I was pretty psyched, and I'm actually looking forward to going hugging.
Nice.
Mm. Hugging?
Hugging, yes.
Hugging. Hugging.
Did you ever golf? Didn't you golf for a short period
Yeah,
of time?
For a while. In the younger days. I kind of got burnt out on it after a couple of years.
Oh.
Just wasn't my thing.
Weren't drunk enough?
Yeah, I guess not.
Oh. Were you better than Flex or worse?
Probably worse. Oh. I mean, I there was a certain a short period in my life where I golfed like 3 or 4 times a week. And I have to admit, I got pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's what you have to do to be good at golf is just do it all the time.
Every day.
And I, you know, I got too busy. And
then you got a job.
Yeah, then I got a job. And then the prices to play golf in California is crazy.
Well, yeah.
I don't even want to know.
I don't know.
I don't
just,
either.
I just assume it's $900 a day. Oof. What else could it be?
Oh, yeah.
It's... Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know if you guys have heard, Flex also has one of those like knockoff Topgolf places. And on Mondays, it's Mulligan Mondays where everything is half off. The pitchers, the pizzas, the golfing, everything.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We need to fucking go out there for the Mulligan Mondays and do some damage. Make them sorry they offered it in the first place.
You know what I mean? Milwaukee's my kind of town.
Yeah, speaking of Milwaukee, so Dan's wearing his hat. And he said he was going to explain it to me on the show.
That's right.
Because it's fucking wild that anybody outside of the state has that hat.
That's what right. Is it? I'm a big Milwaukee Admirals fan, actually.
What sport is this?
It's minor league hockey.
Oh, okay.
It's hockey.
It is some sort of minor league.
Yeah.
Minor
yeah. So
hockey.
Yeah, I got a friend actually that lives in Milwaukee. So Mike, about once a year, I'll go out there. This past year, I went out. We watched Milwaukee Admirals. The Dodgers played the Brewers. Mm. Watch them out there. So
classic.
You guys got to hook up and have an orgy.
No, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah.
If I had any idea of this, we would already have orgied.
Well, shit, I'm going to become an Admirals fan too then.
I want an orgy. Yeah, what was that? What was that bar? It's called Camp or something like that in Tulsa?
I don't know. Camp Bar?
Campfire? I can't remember.
Oh.
Camp.
The fact that you know what Tulsa is blows my mind.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Better than half the state of Wisconsin.
Fucking wild.
Yeah, I have a blast. Nice. Probably about once a year I'll go out there.
Holy
so.
Shit. Well,
I didn't even plan it. I was like, I came over here and I was like, I was going to say hi to him and I saw my camera, you know, my face on the camera. Yeah. I go, oh shit, I brought my Milwaukee Admirals hat.
That's like, I mean, people so often, I'll be walking on the street, hey, I like your shirt. And I'm like, looking down, oh yeah, that one.
Right, yeah,
thanks.
This
this shirt. Thank you.
But so why are you an Admirals fan? You like the Predators?
No. I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, geographically, I should probably be like an Ontario Reign fan or like a Bakersfield Condor fan
the
or something
that
like that.
You can name more than one minor league hockey team.
Dude, I have not been busy since show.
Yeah.
Well, because the Admirals are like the minor league of like the Nashville Predator.
That's right. Yeah, they're like
Predators.
Their farm team.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't know, because who else would have a random ass Milwaukee Admirals hat?
Yeah, I actually went out there. I was watching them they were playing a playoff game against the Texas Stars.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Yep. And Scott, who's your favorite minor league hockey team?
The ones, the Condors.
Yeah.
There you go.
Isn't that the Clippers mascot?
Maybe, I don't know.
The San Diego Gulls. Hey,
I don't even know any Major League Hockey teams.
You're right.
Coachella Valley Firebirds.
Major League Hockey.
The MLH. Good old MLH. It
blows my mind.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, the Admirals went on like a 18-19 game win streak this year.
That's my favorite team.
I was looking at their standings and they were like fourth in their division. All of a sudden I look again and they're like first place. Like, what the fuck happened, dude?
The crazy thing is the record for most games won in a row was like 29.
Oh, really?
A hockey team winning 29 games in a row blows my mind.
Do they play that many games in a season? I don't
exactly.
Fuck to
say.
I don't know.
It's about like their whole season.
Yeah.
It's about 30 games.
Is it really?
I have or no something idea. Like that. Yeah. I am not sure.
Yeah. So many people are like, I love you could name every fucking team, every D league hockey team that there is. But like, how many games in a season? I don't know. 4? 28? Who knows? Yeah. How can one know this?
It's B-League hockey. Thank you very much.
I know. What the hell?
129 in a row because there's no other team in the league.
Right.
How pathetic do you think I am that I know those answers?
Not embarrassed to name every team, though.
That's right.
Got it. Got it. All right. What else? Oh, anybody do any research besides going to Milwaukee for minor league hockey? You guys hit any good breweries lately?
Out in Tulsa? Yeah. No.
There are good breweries in Tulsa, by the way.
And to kind of just kind of piggyback on that, my favorite brewery out there is Explorium? Is that one?
Yeah. Oh, Flex loves the Explorium.
That's 4 minutes from my house.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh man, dude.
Are you the guy that put the vodka bottles in his house?
Found him.
Oh, man.
I know Dan sneaks to Milwaukee more often than
not.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to, like, you know, stay up there in the attic.
Be drinking some Skull.
Rent a hotel. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Barf.
Yeah. Explorium.
Good time.
Good stuff.
Shit.
Wow.
Good shit.
This is how I know he's serious. I mean, he's naming all your favorite spots.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, that's funny shit. All right. Well, Scott, any research?
No, my ankle bracelet keeps me close to home.
Is that what was beeping earlier?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I forgot I had that on.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, no wonder. You gotta turn that thing to silent.
Oh, man.
All right, before we find out what Flex is drinking, ludicrous libation law. This one comes from Newark, New Jersey. As a result of an ordinance that was proposed by the city council, but rejected by the mayor,
chocolate.
Restaurants in Newark, New Jersey that serve 15 or fewer people and want to stay open later than 9 p.m. have to hire armed guards.
Come on.
Yeah.
New Jersey again.
Yeah. Welcome to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what's the big deal? I mean, Tony Soprano ain't out there anymore. What
right,
is everyone afraid of? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead. Yeah, he's dead.
Yep. Sleeps with the fishes.
Yeah. See? Yeah, I don't know, man. New Jersey... just making it hard, like, to be an alcoholic out there.
Funky
15
Phil.
People in a fucking day or like a 15 person party?
I think 15 in the restaurant at a time, you know, like your capacity.
Is that because they're all on steroids?
I mean, they're big dudes. Pasta really, you know, bulks you up a little bit.
GTL.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, something like there's just roid rage in the restaurant, so then you got to have guards. Like,
what about it?
Yeah, it's a maximum occupancy of 15 people when you're fist pumping like that.
Right. You need like 6 feet of clearance for fist pumping.
That's right.
It's not a COVID thing.
When you're the size of 3 people, so really it's like 45 people in the restaurant.
Right.
But...
damn.
By the way, New Jersey, we love you. Just
right.
not your
big,
lawmakers.
Big fans. Big fans.
Big fans. Big fans.
Go Nets.
Just like
oops,
big
oh,
people.
Wait a minute.
You know any minor league hockey teams from New Jersey?
Oh. Didn't they have the Trash Men?
Okay.
The Trashers? Is that New Jersey?
Please tell me that's real.
I think it was.
Oh, God. That's so good.
Oh, they got Clerks, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Clerks. There we
oh,
go.
Yeah.
New Jersey will always have Clerks.
Not a hockey team, but yes.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah. There you go. Clerks, too. Awful. Just off.
You don't like Salsa Shark?
It just felt forced. The whole movie felt very
I'll
forced.
Co-sign that. I'll co-sign that to a degree. And there's some funny parts in it, though.
Yeah, there are some funny parts. But
the
yeah.
whole Lord of the Rings, Star Wars yep. argument was funny.
That you lost me there. I've never even seen Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
I'm bringing it back, everybody. I'm bringing it back.
Wow.
So
I got. Right. I may or may not have gotten COVID like 2 winters ago. Never, you know, I didn't
speaking
get it.
Of New Jersey.
But I didn't not get it. And I watched The Lord of the Rings extended cut because I wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, wow.
You should watch it. It's fucking good.
That probably lasted you your entire sickness.
It was a day. It was a day's worth.
Yeah, at least.
Dang.
Long ass movie.
Had you not watched it before?
Never.
Wow. See, that's like me. I haven't watched any of those movies.
Yeah, I don't care. Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
What?
Nothing.
All the newer Star Wars movies.
What?
Yeah.
Spaceballs is part of that that saga, right? Spaceballs? Where does it fit in?
Yeah, that's the last one I saw.
Yeah,
y'all are killing me right
now. It's like after New Hope, I think.
Yeah.
Next thing you're going to tell me is you didn't think Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was the best one.
You're right. I didn't. Dummy.
God, that was the best one.
Now I know you're full of shit.
I thought you were kidding.
No, I thought that was the best.
Oh, are you being serious?
Yeah, Temple of Doom sucked.
Okay, it did. I'll co-sign that.
For anybody who 100% wants to say Temple of Doom is the best, they're dumb. Watch the entire movie.
Yeah, I'm scribbling really hard on that co-sign on that.
It is terrible.
Yeah, that his co-star, that chick, she's like in my Mount Rushmore of like most annoying movie characters. Andy! It's like, shut up, man.
Plus you got like Data from fucking Goonies, you know? It's just like,
yeah.
He just keeps screaming, Andy!
Everyone is screaming Andy.
Everybody screams Andy.
That's right.
Same thing. It's fucking terrible.
Terrible movie. Co-sign.
Crystal Skull. Watch it.
So I like how we went wrestling in episode 400, and now we're doing movies, episode 401.
Yeah. Look out next week for Flex and Dan's new podcast. It's going to be minor league hockey and movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No kidding. Oh, my God.
Two topics that go great together.
No.
All right.
I'm not invited back, am I?
Exploring cheese bread. Really good. Really good.
All right. Well, speaking of Flex and Explorium, let's see what he's drinking over there.
In a world beer is king, a world where muscles are bigger than growlers, only one tongue can guide us, one man, one tongue jobber. In this world, we must find out what is Flex drinking.
I'm scared.
That's the cut I like.
Okay, today I got some more Pennsylvania beer still in my fridge. Because I'm afraid to drink it. You know, beer mail stuff. But I'm drinking Evergreen Brewing. They're out of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Out of Shred's basement?
Yep, basically. Or his garage. And it's called Samsara. Samsara? Anyway.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, sure. It's 6.7% ABV. Classic me. It's another IPA. We are all shocked.
Barry.
Untapped has a 408, which is ironic because my beer last week was a 408. And it says, as we forever wander the hop landscape, we find ourselves at an exciting time. With hops from around the world, we landed on American, New Zealand, and get this, Australian varieties.
Whoa.
To give us this IPA, its punchy, juicy character filled with flavors of tropical fruit and winter citrus. This one is sure to please the pickiest of hop-forward enthusiasts. We'll see.
Well, Pennsylvania, I believe that's home of the AHL champion, Hershey Bears. Is that right? I didn't mean to say that while you were drinking.
No, you can't make that up. That was brilliant.
You're reigning AHL champions.
The Hershey Bear.
Undisputed champions.
That's right.
Hopefully. Okay, so on the old schnoz, picking up lots of that tropical fruit, mainly like papaya mango. I hate papaya. Have you ever actually eaten papaya?
No, I've only drank flavors of it.
It's terrible.
Ooh.
It's like if you've ever smelled burning styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
That's what papaya tastes like.
Huh. Sounds like an experience I need in my life.
Go ahead and burn some styrofoam. Done deal, man.
Yeah, right? Why spend the money on the papaya?
Right. Way cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I don't even want to know how much a papaya costs in California. It's got to be...
Oh, man.
$900.
$600? Right. Yeah, I was... Yeah, okay. Yeah. Maybe nine. So then I'll dabble in this. So the ironic thing is, so Greg knows, I don't like mangoes.
Ugh.
Love mango flavored shit.
Really?
I don't like banana. Ugh. Love banana flavored shit.
What?
Really?
So on the same track.
The hell you say?
I do not like papaya.
Okay.
But I like papaya flavored shit.
What?
You can't make it up. So we'll warm the old tongue jobber.
Here we go.
So you're the kid like in the Sunny D commercial, the purple stuff. Oh, give me the purple stuff. More about colors than actual fruit.
Basically.
Yeah, I think mango is like my favorite fruit.
I just don't like it.
Huh?
You just eat straight up mango?
Yeah, a little tajin.
Oh.
Put in your salsa.
Tajin's good. Tajin on pineapple is nuts.
I mean, I like mango in, like, I like a mango salsa is great.
Yeah.
But like just having mango by itself.
Really?
Oof, nope. Terrible.
Oh my God.
Mango
so
smoothie,
good.
Delicious. Mango?
Delicious.
Nope.
Oh terrible. Man.
Yeah.
But you guys mango fuck yourselves.
Maybe I will.
There's no comeback from that.
No, nope, there's really not.
I'm just going to mango fuck myself.
That's the name of the pod.
Are we talking about AHL and movies?
Oh, man. Sounds like a winner.
Back to the beer. The aroma follows 100% to the palate. This is super delicious beer. I'm very appreciative of my friend for sending it to me for losing a fantasy football league.
Loser.
I'm such a loser. Second place. Not like a big loser, but you know, I still lost.
Oh,
but
man.
It works. This beer is phenomenal.
Nice.
That's what you get for losing your league?
Right. But I gotta lose more often.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, man.
So the story was, I didn't even know this was coming to me. The guy who won was doing a dry month, and he said, hey, don't send me
talk
the beer
about losers.
I'm doing a
no
dry
kidding.
Month. Send it to the guy who won second place.
Oh.
So then I got the beer box.
Oh, okay. Hey, second place. I mean, should get something.
If you're not first, you're last.
There you go.
That's very Ricky Bobby of you. Yeah. Actually, it's Reese Bobby.
Yeah. By the way, Dan was right. The Hershey Bears are currently the champions.
I didn't doubt him for a second.
Yeah,
I could have told you that.
I had to confirm.
There was zero doubt in my mind.
As there should have been.
If it's minor league hockey, whatever Dan says.
That's right.
Take it to the bank.
All right. A little news before
we
get on.
If the Milwaukee Ads get to the championship this year.
Hey.
We going.
Let's go, Milwaukee. Ads.
Let's go.
We'll come out there and store some vodka in your basement.
Yeah, let's party it up.
Yeah.
They might be going. They might be going.
I'll take your word for it.
They got close last year.
You let me know if they get there.
Okay.
I'm going to not watch along the way. all right. A little beer news before we head on up out of here. Congress has introduced the Cheers Act to provide bars and restaurants tax deductions for their draft beer system. Finally, something I can get behind here. Proposed legislation would expand.
A woman?
Oh.
No, not there yet.
Oh.
But expand Section 179D deductions to apply to all new keg and tap properties in an attempt to help revitalize hospitality establishments still struggling years after the pandemic, like I struggled with that sentence. The existing tax code offers deductions for qualifying investments in energy-efficient systems on commercial premises. The Cheers Act would also give additional benefit to companies for the remodeling of draft property and for lost or stolen kegs. So basically, put in a new draft system and get bigger tax deductions. Incentive to keep a good beer program going.
Yeah, good for them, because a lot of taps around places suck.
Yeah, tastes like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty, moldy beer. Here's something that politicians should get involved in. THC-infused beverages.
Uh-oh.
In Iowa, an amendment to a bill aimed at setting guardrails on THC-infused beverages sold in Iowa has called into question the beverage's future in the state. House File 2605 would have set a 21 and up gate on sales, barred production of THC beverages that include alcohol, and allowed the state's Department of Health and Human Services to set a potency and serving size limits. The legislation had the support of companies such as Climbing Kites, THC and CBD beverage producer that Big Grove Brewing acquired a majority stake in last fall. However, a Republican-backed amendment proposed earlier this week would have taken the dosage guidance away from Health and Human Services and limited potency to 2 milligrams per serving and 10 milligrams per container. So basically, way to leave it up to old white men to decide how high I can get.
Yeah.
That's crazy because the old white men are usually getting higher than everybody.
There's that.
They're like, we need cocaine beer.
Not to be confused with the cocaine bear. Very different.
Not to be confused with the Hershey Bears.
The current AHL champions.
That's right. Yeah. Get it right. AHL royalty right now.
Oh, wow. While we're on this whole law thing, franchise reform signed...
Oh, I thought
signed...
you were gonna say bear thing.
It's a law in Wyoming. While we're on this whole bear thing...
Roar.
Beer franchise law reform in Wyoming was signed into law last Thursday by Governor Mark Gordon. The law will go into effect July 1st. Under the reformed law, in and out of state brewers making fewer than 25,000 barrels annually will be allowed to terminate their wholesaler contracts without cause. The new law allows brewers and their wholesalers to enter a 45-day period to negotiate a good faith estimate of a fair market value to be paid to the wholesaler. If an agreement isn't reached, the parties will enter binding arbitration to resolve the dispute. Basically, you can dump your distributor in there. Finally starting to roll back some of these fucking archaic laws that Budweiser set up for prohibition.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's great to hear.
Yeah. Hey, Georgia, this is how it's supposed to be done.
Georgia sucks.
Sucks so bad. I mean, they're not like Alabama I did bad, hear, but Roll Tide.
I was listening to the radio this morning.
I don't know what that is, Milwaukee, sure.
And they did the top 10 kinkiest states.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia is the kinkiest state.
Wow.
In America. They didn't say what the kink was.
What are they doing with those peaches?
But I have heard that Atlanta strip clubs are next level.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play. Stone says they're going to stick to beer.
Huh?
What a concept. Oh.
That's crazy.
Stone is killing their Buena Vida hard. Wow.
Whoa.
Oof.
In the Ghana de Vida?
Loca. Stone is killing their Buena Vida hard seltzer and Buena Fiesta margarita lines.
Whoa.
I didn't even know they had a margarita line.
Me neither.
So
I like margaritas.
Do you want one from Stone?
No, I don't like Stone.
Oh, okay, thanks. This is the story I couldn't wait to get to.
Here we go.
The headline, I don't think we need to read the story. The headline alone is good enough.
Here we go.
Drunk passenger mocks airport cop's mediocre $60,000 salary.
Mm-hmm.
And penis size after being barred from flight, then wets herself and screams, "I'm an executive platinum person," as she's strapped up and carried outside.
Oh my Ooh. God.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
All I can think is Will Ferrell. I drive a Dodge Stratus.
I can do 100 push-ups in 20 minutes.
I am important. A drunken airline passenger who was barred from a flight for abusing staff mocked the penis size and salaries of cops and screamed as she was hauled away, then peed herself on the terminal floor.
Ew,
the woman gross. Who refused to give officers her name was flying from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport to Columbia on September 12th. She claimed to have only had two very full vodka tonics to drink at the airport bar, but was slurring and incoherent for much of the chaotic arrest.
Two?
Yeah. Newly released police body cam footage began when cops were told of the situation by three American Airlines ground staff who alleged she hit them with her phone. They arrested her for public intoxication and assault and carried her out of the airport when she refused to move. During this time, she shouted abuse, mocked their salaries, which she speculated were around $60,000, penis size, sex lives, and screamed about her platinum frequent flyer status.
Mm-hmm.
From what police were able to piece together, the trouble began when she tried to board the flight. One female staff member said she told the passenger she needed to consolidate her carry-on as she had too many and she got upset. So I said, okay, just go. When she gets to the door, she starts yelling and swearing, "Are you fucking kidding me?" for unknown reason. As she was telling the passenger she needed to stop swearing, the captain came off the plane because some of his paperwork was missing. The staff called a manager to bring the missing paperwork, and the woman overhearing her said, "What did you say?" the captain said. "You're not going on the flight. Get out of my face. You cannot be talking to my flight attendants like that," the captain told her.
There you go.
Yeah. She told police she became belligerent and started recording on her phone, getting in the face of three ground staff and swiping them in the chest with her phone. Police were called and sat her down in handcuffs while they tried to figure out what was going on. They talked to the staff, one of whom said she wanted to press assault charges and explained where she was allegedly hit with the phone. Good time.
She from Florida?
I don't know what she was thinking recording that. I mean, what are you going to do? Post it with like the post like headline of like AJS semicolon KKLL.
Right. The best, another highlight of this event was what she was saying to cops once they pulled her off. "I've flown for 30 years. I'm a high school graduate and I worked my way out of the darkest hole anyone could imagine.
Ooh, well, well, then, well,
and you can fuck off. I hate this whole place. I don't care. I just don't care. I want to go home."
You know what, lady? Go back to your hole.
Right.
I think she's okay. She's a platinum card holder. So
right.
Yeah, I don't think she did anything wrong.
It's like a wedding singer. And because we let our first class flyers do whatever they want. Yeah.
Here he is.
Yeah.
She must have been pretty belligerent, like, just to even get, like, start to get denied. You know what I mean? Like, in the, was she first class?
Yeah, or platinum, something.
Correct.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I just she's going to hook up with one of her Hershey Bear. Yes.
I just imagine, like, police officers carrying off, like, and she's like, oh, you got, you're only doing this for $30,000 a year. And they're like, well, more than that. What, like, 40? Well, no, a little bit more of that.
Yeah, a little more. Wait,
you guys make like 70 a year? Well, not that much.
Well, oh, yeah.
You're only doing this for $60,000 a year.
And you have a small penis.
Oh, man.
Maybe they're wearing gray sweatpants.
Maybe they were. Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, just flopping right around.
Yeah, maybe you see it.
Yeah, no mystery there.
It's really none of her business.
Well, it kind of is because she's a platinum.
That's true.
That's right. That's she should know.
Yeah. But she deserves to know.
She checks that off in her platinum bingo card.
I'm a platinum holder. How big is your penis?
That's right.
There you go.
Well, you have to identify. It's like, hey, how big is your penis? Ma'am, I'm not answering. I am a platinum.
Yeah.
Flyer. Oh, my apologies.
Show them your card right inches. Away. And...
Yes. I'm a grower, not a shower. Anyways, I think that's a great place to end this show.
Yeah. What a segue. Hi, Vanessa.
Yeah, what a segue from women pissing herself to ending the show. Really bad transition. Hi, Vanessa. Flex's face looks so, I don't know, pleasured.
Just flavor
a
country.
Platinum card member?
Yeah, I think so. All right. Find us all across the socials at Craft Beer Republic, at FlexMeBeer_is_in_between, at Thirsty Scott. And
no
we say?
Underscores.
No underscores. Thank you. Whew. Thank you. Hold on. Do I still have that?
No.
Thank you, Scott. We've waited for Scott. We won't ever forget Scott.
I wanted to hear that so bad.
Yeah. Should have played that sooner. But you know what? If you made it this far, you deserved it.
It was well deserved.
Well deserved. Back to the music. 805-538 beer. And mail at craftbeerrepublic.com. I think that's everything. Hey, fellas, thanks for showing up in person. This was fun.
Oh,
thanks for drinking. It was fun. And thanks for joining.
That's my line. How dare you?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Good times. Maybe we should do this more than once every 400 episodes.
Yeah.
Or so.
Same once every 4 years.
Yeah. See you next year.
Yeah. We'll see you after the next pandemic.
Yeah. I'll see Dan for the AHL
championship. Oh, yeah. You'll see Dan soon.
We'll be there.
Little equilibrium and AHL playoffs. And that'll be good stuff.
Calder Cup, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah. Maybe you can go do a little mulligan Monday while you're there. It'll be fun. All right. That's it. Everyone out there, hope you're staying very well hydrated.
And on that note,
good night, everybody.
Go Ads.